welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Look at you, beautiful.
Me?
Oh, I hate my laugh. I don't hate it. San Antonio said, love your laugh. Isn't that funny that they became a beacon for me? If you're having a good time, we're having a good time. Although I've gotten that from a few other people. Always makes me happy. So I'm in the car with Jake Adams.
Oh, hey.
Say, hey.
Yay.
No, hey.
Way.
Hey.
Whoa.
And we're on our way up to Jash Fest, the first Jash Fest ever. And we're driving there. It is Thursday night. And we're going up there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And Hunter Hill's going to be up there, and I think, what else, what other shows are going on up there, seriously?
Brouhaha is going on tonight.
Brouhaha is tonight at the Ace Hotel. We're going to miss that, but I wish I didn't, because I love that show.
The Cooties are going to be up there.
The Cooties are going to be up there. That's Ethan, and also Eric.
On drums.
Eric on drums. Ethan on guitar. Together they are called the Cooties. They're up there. There's just a lot. I have my show, which is tonight, Friday night, at... I don't know where it's at, to be honest, but all you got to do is go to the, you know, it's easy to find out where it's at. So, like, it's 7 o'clock. It's me, Sarah Silverman, Henry Phillips, and John Doerr. And we're going to have, like, a little campfire. It's inside, but it's going to be a real fire. We're going to sit around it. Jake Adams is going to be there doing the board, whatever's appropriate for campfire sound effects. And then right after that show, the next show is Sarah Silverman and Friends, and that's where... sort of some of the same of us from the earlier show, but we'll be doing our stand-up on Sarah Silverman and Friends. And then after that, late night, there's a band playing, and I'm forgetting their name, but they're great. And I'm embarrassed that I'm forgetting their name. What were you going to say, Jake?
I was going to say that we didn't bring the Mitch Hedberg owl.
Oh, we didn't. We were going to bring the Mitch Hedberg owl. Fuck. Anyway, no big deal.
Sorry to bring...
You know what? I think when we're done making this opening, I think there's somebody coming up that might even be able to swing by the house and get it. So anyway. All right, so everybody, hello. I wanted to say something. So Ben Karak, I'm probably saying his name wrong, he wrote an article about Donald Trump. I thought it was really good. I wanted to give it a plug, but I'm in the car, and where I wrote it down is all the way back in the end of the car, and Aristotle just texted me and said, send me the opening. So I'm just sending it. But Ben, I'll get it next week. Maybe that's just enough. People, you know, YouTube, Ben Karak, Donald Trump. Then also, Danny LaBelle, same thing. We were trying to download this and we've had trouble. And then, you know, you get distracted. Danny LaBelle called a listener and gave him advice and recorded it. And it's... you gotta hear it. I heard 5 minutes of it, and I was like, I want to hear the rest of this while we're doing the podcast. I wanted to play it as we were recording the podcast. Next week, we're going to do that. It's Danny LaBelle with a real listener. The guy called him. Yeah, I can't try to describe it, but from the 5 minutes I heard, or actually, yeah, 5 minutes, it's great right from up front. Danny LaBelle giving a real listener advice. Emails him his number, and Danny calls him. He goes, hey, it's Danny LaBelle. Because it all started from that bit where Danny LaBelle says he knows a motivational speaker. All right, that's the show. We're going to throw to the show with, who's our guest?
Nick Thune.
Nick Thune.
Nick Thune.
Okay. I'm being totally serious. I'm in the car, and whoever's foot is in my crotch. Woo! Whoever's foot is...
One in the gas, one in the woohoo!
Okay, so I'm in... Whoever's foot is in my crotch, move it away.
Woo!
Okay, I don't care who it is.
Gas pedal! Gas pedal! Woo!
Okay, I don't care who it is. I'm not going to ask questions. I'm not going to call Nerdist and report anybody. All I'm asking, and I don't think I could be any more fair, is just move it away.
Woo!
All right. So, today's Nick Thune is our show, which I did the Nikki Glaser. Glaser.
Nikki Glaser?
Hate when I know someone really well and I say their name wrong. I did her show tonight, and so much fun. The last time I had sort of fun like that, where they really let you just be, you know, is they let you loose. They went over everything with you, but then they let you loose. It's so obvious when you watch a show and every fucking line is scripted, and you know. No, they went over stuff with us, but still, like, they let us go off script so much. And, you know, the way I said it was there has to be a beaten path when you're doing a TV show. I get that. But they let us go off the beaten path. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Me, Nick Thune, and Nikki. Well, Nikki's, it's her show, so. Anyway, so that's on Tuesday night. All right, I know I'm talking a lot. Oh, shit. Oh, I thought I wasn't recording. Somebody listening to the show? Oh, I guess they are. They're hearing this. For a first time, well, you heard the opening song, so you know. I might have just had my thumb over the microphone the whole time I was recording it. Oh, that's going to suck. Let's put it this way. Just in case I did it, I'm not going to erase it. So now you heard me talk about it. All right, so enjoy the show. You're great. You're special. You're funny. You're nice. You're worth it. Yeah, you're worth it. I'm not embarrassed. By the way, Brian Regan is going to be at some billboard I just saw. Am I lying? Shit, where did it say he was going to be?
Jack in the Box.
So Brian Regan's performing at the Jack in the Box in Whittier. No, I just saw a big billboard with Brian Regan on it. And I guess he's performing somewhere coming up. And anyway... Oh!
There's going to be an arrow with a line in it performing at that yellow
sign. Yeah, like blinking. Brian Regan now, he has his own billboards on the side of the road with a blinking arrow towards...
Well, if the HOV lane is performing at two or more persons per vehicle.
Wow. Let's go over in that lane. We're daredevils. Me and Jake might... Whoa, he just did it to George Carlin. He went in the lane that's for three or more people and we're only two. Shut up! Shut the fuck up! We're crazy! All right, everybody, enjoy the show. It's going on too long. I think you're great, and I really... Hey, Vinny! Hey,
Vinny
listens! Hey, loves a shout-out! Hey, Vinny! Hey, Vinny, that apple was for Jake. Can't believe you ate that.
Yeah, it's pretty bold move.
It was a bit, but boom, crunch, right? All right, Vinny, look at you smiling. Look at you! Wow! Enjoy the show. Aristotle, how you doing? Make it quick. Wow, good to hear it. Throw to the show!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, of course I'm going to open up the show this way because this person deserves it. But hello, Nick Thune is here. Vinny's here.
Vinny?
Vinny!
Ah.
Hey! Vinny!
Nah,
hey!
Nah. Vinny!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! What's the matter?
Hey, it's the matter with something.
Jimmy Ryan Jr. is here. And, you know, if you're a first-time listener, I used to go to Smokey Joe's back in Philadelphia. Jimmy ran it. Always made me feel like a million bucks. I said, your son's out here. Why the fuck didn't you tell me? I didn't mean to curse. Oh, Jesus. A lot of noise over there.
Sorry.
So Jimmy Ryan Jr. is here. Go look up some pictures. Smokey Joe's. I live there. I breathe there. Everything that they gave me a life. I'm 100% serious. So, you know, when you found this place, like I was starting to do comedy already. I was about 20 years old. All my friends went off to college. And Smokey Joe's was a very popular bar in Villanova. There was also another one down at Penn. Which what year did the one in Penn open up? From your grandfather's? It was like 50-something.
50s, yeah.
And then they had one at Penn, and then they opened one up at Villanova, and it was the place to be. And then Jimmy,
his dad was like, hey, knew I was a stand-up comedian. But I only been doing stand-up for 5 years. He just seen me in a comedy club. I was like, oh, you know, he goes, yeah, well, if you ever come home. I didn't have any friends, really. All I was my stand-up friends. I never went to college. I never did anything. A few friends in high school, they all went off to college, and they would come home. And so I went in there with them, and they needed my ID. I never asked for my ID. I looked like I was 100 my whole life. Then I went all the way home to my parents' house, got my ID, came back. That's when your dad was at the door. And he goes, oh, go ahead. Here's your stand-up. We started talking. He goes, well, if you're ever coming home from the city, we always hang out back the back bar at night. Just knock on the door. We're usually here, even if everything's dark. And I did it. They came. They had a big fire going. I became friends with everybody. I had friends now, like college friends. And it was great. And it was...
As I say, you don't look 100 now.
I don't.
60.
What do you think I could play on play if I had to do, like, if I was a dad on TV?
28, please. Young dad, yeah.
You mean, I'm like,
how old? Honest, don't fuck around. Don't lie to me.
28.
No, are you being totally serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I thought a little younger, but that's cool.
No, I was thinking 25, and then I thought, nah, I'm going to give him 20. I don't want him to.
I thought it'd be like 16 and pregnant.
So Jimmy Ryan is here. Jimmy Ryan Jr. Tell your dad to listen to the goddamn show. He doesn't even have any idea, I bet. I don't think people in life, well, I do mention it in the book, like, really know maybe if they impacted you, like, you know what I mean, left their imprint. Like, the Ryans, that whole family, like, you know, whenever I do the impersonation of the restaurant owner that knows everybody, that's his dad. How you doing? Good. He knew everybody's fucking name. I couldn't believe it. It would be spring break. They'd walk around this jam-packed college bar in suit, like cool suits. They knew every fucking person's name. I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to do that. So for Halloween 1 year, I dressed up as one of the Ryans. I did. All I did was wear what I normally wear, but I took my shirt and I tucked it. I took my tie and tucked it in my shirt like a bartender.
And everyone knew? Or did you go to the bar?
Just every house you went to, everybody knew you were the Ryan.
Oh, no, just at Smokey Joe's I did.
Like, Ryan.
They're the Ryans. Paul Ryan. Shut the fuck up.
What?
So listen, and then Jake Adams is not as an acting class. He has an acting class on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, it's no big deal.
What is it?
Do you have a... Wait, what? Oh, no, I didn't get the jingle.
So he has it.
Sorry.
It's like right where we left off last week. So then we're going to start. But listen up, people, because I got some really nice things to say. So Jake Adams is here. And before the show, I was like, is everybody in a good mood? He goes, if it makes you feel any better, I'm in the best mood. That is the way I like it, you know. Nick, so I don't see you that often. But I saw you at the Improv, obviously, a few nights ago or a week ago, and I was so glad I found you because we just went out to the patio and had the best time.
Laughed, yeah, probably laughed all night.
Yeah, and your friend, it's funny because, like, you didn't think, he doesn't look, you make a prejudgment on people. You think, oh, he doesn't, and then he's got, a comedian sense of humor.
He's an actor, so he's been around. Yeah. But
what is his name again?
Cam.
Cam.
Cam Jordan.
He was great. You can tell the fucking minute you meet somebody, like, oh, he just got all the jokes and had a good energy, especially when you're high. You don't want to be around.
Well, there was a moment, though, in the beginning, because there is a thing that you let go with actors, comedians, if they check their phone. Like, I don't, like, my friends don't do that aren't in the business, but comedians will constantly, or actors, be looking at their phone. And you were telling a story, and he looked down at his phone for a second. I go, oh, God, I hope Todd doesn't think he's disengaged.
Oh, no, I loved him.
But you did. I saw you put more pressure on him at that point, and he put his phone in his pocket. And I was like, good move.
You know how I put the pressure on him? Yeah. Hello! All right. A lot of attention right in there. Well, look who it is. Huh? I like your shirt. Yeah, you ain't going anywhere. No, I thought he was I really did. Like, I thought he was a great energy to be around, and So here's what I wanted to do before I start, and then give me a few minutes. So in the mail today, to George Carlin, that's times like this when I love this word. His name is Michael, right?
Michael Smith.
Michael Smith. I get this thing in the mail, and we're going to do this. We're going to do this in real time. So up till now when I want to do the hot towel thing, and I don't take for granted that everybody listens to every show, and I don't even take for granted. So I repeat myself. I think it's necessary. The hot towel thing is beyond what you think it will be, Nick. Like, you're going to try it because I'm going to sell it to you. The next time, I don't care if you're eating a sandwich, you're with your wife or whatever. You know, I have it, that hot, you know, the instant hot. I know it. The tea kettle that you put the hot water in, it gets hot. You know what
right
I mean?
Away, yeah.
So I just pour it on two washcloths. They have to be so hot when you pour the water on that you can't touch it, because water becomes cool right away. If you take hot water from the faucet and you take a washcloth and you squeeze it underneath it and you really squeeze it out good.
Todd, you want to know how bad I know this? I make coffee every morning, and while I'm boiling water, because I do a pour over every morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like you for doing that.
Coffee, I heat up the mug that it's going in, because I'm not going to pour hot coffee into a cold or room temperature mug. I want it to be hot enough to where it accepts the temperature, doesn't bring it down. Every morning I do that.
Wow. So you're going to love this.
Yeah.
And I think you might add this to your ritual. I like that you do the cold. You do like a French press?
No, it's a pour over, so it's like I by hand pour it through the beans.
These guys don't
REO
know what
B60,
a pour over.
Chemex.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that self-taught, or did you work in a coffee shop at some point?
Never, but I'm from Seattle, but I actually enjoy a 15-minute process in the morning where no one's going to talk to me, and I can just focus on a thing and get my
head
straight.
I love to watch people that can do that. These people that used to live upstairs, they would sit outside and drink their coffee and read the paper. And I would look up there and go, God, fuck, look at how relaxed he is. I wish I could do that. I relax now.
I do that in the morning. I read
the paper.
Pull
my hair out and clump. God damn
it. I actually am. I'm a little ashamed that I get the paper, but.
You shouldn't.
It's a waste. It is a waste because I really just go through it for about 15
minutes.
It's
okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. And so, okay, so. I usually do the hot washcloth, and then you put it over your face. I know I'm repeating myself. Put it over your face before you eat. And it has to be so hot where you need to. Everything I'm telling you, you're going to need to know in a second when I disperse these things around the table here. You have to get it where it's so hot where you can't touch it yet. You said you know. Okay. So anyway, but that's how I do it. I don't really have – and when it goes past three people, it's hard to do. So in the mail today, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, if you're sitting first class in an airplane –
It does, and it not only spiritually will cleanse you, but then literally. You know, I like when I'm all done, and then I wipe the...
It's a reset.
Yeah, it's a reset. And by the way, I'm a little lazy, so I probably won't do yoga. I probably won't do the... When you're supposed to close your eyes and just get thoughts out of your head, and I get that. But I get it's real because of this. Because this, you don't have to try to do it. The hot just makes you shut up.
Mm-hmm.
For 15 seconds, even if it's 15 seconds. And the joke I always say to myself is, even if I'm eating just, you know, fast food, I bring it back late at night. I don't always do it, but when I do it, it's like, oh, no, I use sarcasm to myself. I go, oh, you weren't going to just talk, blah, 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 and then start shoving food in your face, were you? No, no, yeah, you. I go, oh, no, but I was. But then all of a sudden, you put the hot towel to your face, just stop, because it is special, and it's not bullshit, and it's not... It's real. It's like food is special. Yeah, we take it for granted. And you know what? It's okay we take it for granted. It's normal. We're used to having it. But it doesn't mean that once in a while you go, no, this is something to be fucking cherished. Why do I curse? Because it's necessary. So Michael sends me this thing in the mail. You talk about my favorite thing to do. And let me tell you something. It's not a competition. Every time somebody gets I get something in the mail, you know, I'm not the Beatles. I get it. There does become maybe a point. Although... I heard a few people say things, there never becomes a point where you don't appreciate it when you think about it. Maybe big people like that don't think about it every day, but you always appreciate it, even when you can't keep everything. I can keep everything.
I'm not the Beatles, is that a common... Listen, I'm not the Beatles.
I'm not the Beatles.
So I don't perform
Hard
Day's Night all the time.
meaning like when I'm saying I keep everything I get...
Yeah. No, you don't take it for granted. You're not the Beatles.
It's my way of not insulting people that are at that magnitude. No, they can't keep. I get it. And it doesn't mean they don't appreciate it, but they can't keep everything they get. So anyway, if I ever can't, if it's something like a poem or a phrase that I can't keep because I can't, I always do two things. I'm being extremely honest. I repurpose it, and I always take a picture of it. So yeah, at the end of each year, I print out a book. And it either if it was something that was bigger than I could keep, because then I'll take a picture of it and then I'll give it to somebody. But I have every single thing, at least a picture of it. Some things, you know, like the pipe that Megan gave me. Fucking relax, I got it on my desk. Jesus Christ! I hope she's listening right now. She took a hot shit in her pants. It was so funny for her. That's what I do
pipe
for people. Yeah, that big pipe that's like a parody of a pipe. So anyway, I get this thing from Michael. Hey Megan, you all right, baby? Does your husband know we fall around? I get this thing from Michael, and it's a steamer. And on the front of it, you can't see it. There's a label. It says, specially made for Todd Glass. It says something else on it, like really, like, nice. And then the top of it is this It says the logo of the show, the blue logo. And then the front, it's not just that they bought a label and put it on, because it bends with the shape of the steamer for the towels. So I'm going to hope this works. If it doesn't work, Michael, it has nothing to do with you. It might just mean that I didn't steam it long enough. We're going to take a second. By the way,
took my glasses off.
If you want to do it at home, pause it and do it with us and be where we're at. So let's give it a shot. Here we go.
No, let's wait the 30, 45 seconds to 15 minutes it'll take someone to get a tally.
But they can pause it.
No need to pause.
We all have the towels. Seriously? Let's take a few seconds. Wow, Michael.
That's nice.
I love you.
It's nice, too, when it starts to cool down, you know?
I know.
And then you get the little hand wipe afterwards.
And then it literally...
Get it between the fingers.
Can I tell you something? These towels are softer than normal. We use the towels you sent us. And...
Oh, go back of the neck. Back of the neck. It off.
Jake, by the way, you and Jake are in close competition with how much you take this. I love the way... Oh, shut up. Just when you thought it was too... Something about your neck is, it feels hot again.
Take it to the back, yeah.
Wow. I just came. Shh. I shouldn't ruin it with a joke, seriously, to George Carlin, but I did. I didn't ruin it, but I don't need to.
It's very relaxing.
Here, give it to me. We take that all, the energy from the day. I'm just letting this soak in. Thank you very much. Michael, that was such an appreciated gift. If you saw when I opened it, I was like, shut the fuck up. I was so excited. So there's what we got. Not movies. There's a channel on YouTube. It's a podcast. What am I talking about? It's a podcast. It's called Not Movies. They took our idea with pigeons, and they did something with it. And I heard it, and it was great. So it's called Not Movies, and it was Chris Farron and I. Towel warmer. What is towel warmer? What if I was that dumb? I couldn't remember why I wrote that down. Towel warmer. Nah. I crossed out with a big black magic marker. A Sharpie. I was proud of myself. I handled something really good. This happened 4 months ago, and I was going to talk about it on the podcast, and I forgot. And it's like, I do believe there are clean ways to make social points cleaner than I ever make them. Like, you have to understand people when they're coming at this way, play some. So you understand exactly what I mean. Somebody said, why do black people have tattoos? And I can tell you on a wrong day how I would, oh, well, what does it matter to you? So what? You know, I go, I've never seen a black person with a tattoo. And this is a true story. This is at a comedy club. It was, by the way, it wasn't hateful, but why do I smell that somebody would say that? Like, there was just something about it. I couldn't put it, like, it could be just, so I just said, by the way, even if this isn't racial, and it might not be, she might have just, that's okay. This is still called her on her bullshit. Instead of going, well, I like people with tattoos, but I saw my black tattoo. I saw some with tattoos. I liked it. Rah, 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 rah. I go, I've never seen a person with a tattoo that's black, ever. She goes, you've never seen a black person with a tattoo? I go, I have no bullshit, never. She goes, I see them all the time. I go, that's why they have them then. End of fucking, right? You see them all the time. So you see them. So yeah. That's why they have them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about that.
Well, when you said just the way people say things, I was thinking this morning I was at a restaurant.
Oh, I eat at restaurants.
Excuse me, I'm having a good year.
I show up and then people give me things.
I do like, they bring stuff to me. Yeah. And a lady, I was at a table with my wife and son, and a lady came over, and she was at a full table, and she said, can I ask you a favor? And then waited for us to answer whether she could ask us a favor. And I said, yeah, even though I didn't want to say yeah. And she said, when you guys are done, can you just let us know? Because we're going to have another group come. We want to put our tables together. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. But the second she left, I told my wife, like, the amount of anxiety she gave me by saying, can I ask you a favor, and then waited for that answer. Because the right way to do that is, hey, guys, I'm so sorry to bother you, but when you're done, will you let us know so we can combined tables.
She really needed a lot. Can I ask you a favor? Hello? Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
And sure. What about you over there in the corner? By the time they get, all right, what's your favor?
Well, no, but also, why are you I don't know you. Don't talk to me. I don't ask me a favor, but.
You sound mean. No, I want to be honest with you. I do good journalism. I get right to the bottom of it. Nick Thune is not nice at restaurants.
No, it wasn't a waitress.
I'm kidding.
Just don't ask me if I can. Like,
gets me the most?
Do you want me to jump your car with? Because the first thing I thought was, oh, her car's dead. Oh. She needs jumper cables.
Sure, because
and now you're interrupting my breakfast.
And you know what? It would have. I get it. Like, just say it right away. Can I ask you? Listen, of course you can. Who's going to say no?
Yeah, no. Ask me a quick question.
Ask me you a question. Does this happen to her? Maybe it has.
Okay.
Ask me if you can ask me a question.
Can I ask you something?
No.
So, what I was going to say was.
No? No, I'd really.
Because that's what you. No, but it's really not as bad as you think.
I just can't take any questions.
No, I was just
going
to ask if.
No.
No
question.
I just wanted to ask if you've seen me.
Perform?
No, just in person.
Oh.
if that was the easiest part of the question, I just want to know if you're looking at me right now.
I just
want
to know if you're looking at me right now. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good night.
So this is the last thing. This is the last thing. God, you made that drink look really good, Nick. And then we got an intro for you we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice.
I should probably not be talking right now.
No, you're fine. Everything you do is perfect. Okay. I feel calm around you, so you're great.
Okay.
Is that you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to you know, the truth is, you want to make sure you're doing it right for the other guests, too. You get paranoid. You're like, hope they're having a good time. You never know.
We're both paranoid. Turn his mic down.
Boom. I was telling give me reverb, and Nick goes, that's what I would. After that whole nice thing, turn his mic down. Well, before I go any further, I do want to point something out. There's a lot of things we have to get by. Mm-hmm. You know when you listen to the Howard Stern show? Like, they're in another room, right? It's a real show, of course. They got the they're not sitting at the table. I've been to these podcasts.
Producers, they wouldn't do that.
They should be in the other room, right? Yeah, if it's a real show, like Aristotle, he's behind a glass booth. Yeah, because this is a professional. Well, you forgot. Yeah, he sits behind there because it's a real show. Oh, Aristotle. Hi. He's behind his own room.
I couldn't hear you. I was in another room.
Well, he's in another room. Sure, it's a real show. The listeners know that every time I do that, I put the plastic thing up. All right, so we're almost there.
I was looking for my phone to take a picture.
I asked Joe about... Joe sent me... I did a thing, a parody of the Gary Shandling thing a long time ago for the theme to the show. I love that theme, and I had Lynn make it, and then he couldn't find it. Lynn couldn't find the original one. But Joe, coincidentally, sent me... Oh, by the way, the Gary Shandling? Did you watch any of the old shows?
I loved all of them. Yeah,
I thought to compliment him is you really it seems so cliche when you compliment someone that when you want not cliche but you know what I mean you want to go no not because he's fucking dead this did it for me his type of comedy really. And when he was alive, did I think about it every day? No, I didn't. But I know when the first show came out, it did it for me. And then the next show, once I started watching it, it was fuck.
I know that I'd also talked to people and said as an influence at certain times, in interviews or something, the Larry Sanders show is a big...
Yeah.
The tone of that changed me.
Yeah, that well said. And also... I didn't ever think about this when he was alive, but his comedy definitely shows it. I talk about it and try to have my comedy represented, but he just did it. I don't know. Maybe there's two ways to do it. His comedy, his comedy will stand the test of time because he was kind.
It's also crazy that he.
And kind doesn't mean not being aggressive or brash. I just want to point that out. I don't take for granted that everybody listens to every show, but this will be 10 seconds. I don't care if you're... I love brash. And to me, kind means you're fucking punching the right person verbally. That's all kind means to me. Kind doesn't mean gentle. If you look back at his comedy, tends to not go, oh, God, that was... Couldn't do that joke anymore.
Yeah.
No, it was all great.
No, and I think, too, he brought like Jeffrey Tambor, everybody that he worked with, too, was so fun to watch.
And that doesn't happen by accident.
No.
That doesn't happen by accident. So Lynn found it. He found the original one. So play the original. So when I think it was my first the podcast in the beginning. I thought, oh, this will be the theme. And then here, go ahead.
This is the theme to Todd's show. The theme to Todd's show. Todd called me up and asked if I would steal this theme song. It's not Todd's fault. He loves Gary so much. This is the theme to the Todd Glass show. And this is the theme to Todd's show. He stole it from Gary Shanley. This is the music that you hear while the guys get high. We're almost to the part where Todd hums along. Everybody hum along with Todd.
Then Joe sends this.
This is the theme of the Todd Glass show.
Today,
from Gary Shamming show, Todd Glass called me up and asked if I could steal his theme song. It seems a little crass how recently we lost him to steal his song for the Todd Glass show. This is the theme of the Todd Glass show, stolen from Gary Shamming show. This is the music that you used to hear by Randy Newman. He used to whistle this part, but Todd wants something different. Uh-oh, I accidentally swallowed a kazoo. We love you and miss you here on the Todd Glass show.
So there you go. It's the only time I wish people could hear what was being said about them when they're dead and respected.
Yeah.
You think, oh, fuck, would it be so cool to, like, be able to sit somewhere. So what? Take it in. Take it in. You gave a shit. You did great things for comedy. Like, you should fucking know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's like, it's great. But no, he's sucking up dirt. Nah, he would have wanted me to say that. So anyway, we got all that out of the way.
Do you think they did no casket, just in the dirt?
Yeah. By the way, that's what I want now. I heard someone talk about that. How do you want to be buried? Or how do you want to be dealt with?
I haven't even ever considered.
I feel horrible to what I want. It seems mean.
What do you
want them to chop me up in little pieces, serve me at the improv in daiquiris. Just without anybody knowing. Is that wrong? No, I want them to... do that, and people that heckle, and give them a free drink on the house, and it's rotting Todd flesh mixed in with pineapple juice.
Comedian,
and seltzer
not
water.
Only not comedian, absolutely destroys heckler.
So I'm surprised you didn't think about it because you're married. So what is your wife's name?
Suzanne.
So you guys have had to talk about it a little, right?
Well, no, and I have life insurance and I have all that stuff.
I know,
but I've never thought about like what no one's ever asked.
Give yourself back to the earth. Give all your body to science,
yeah.
And let the literal to earth.
I live on a hill that's a cemetery.
Well, just roll. Let your wife roll each other
seems
down.
It seems very simple.
Just roll your down there. What are they going to do when they find you? They're going to have to do something. And the odds are it's easier to do something professional than just throw you in the creek. I don't know. I didn't think this all the way through. But I would like to welcome you here.
I'm not an organ donor, I'll tell you that.
Really? You don't want to be one?
Fuck everybody.
No, you don't feel that
No, I'm
way.
Kidding. I'm an organ donor.
Can I ask you a favor?
Uh-huh.
Do you mind
can I ask you
donating
a favor?
Your organ
Nick,
to me?
We really... It's funny.
Well, yeah.
I thought that was a good call. Can I ask you a favor? By the way, Nick, I did want to give you something to make you feel welcome. I got you something.
Oh,
so before
nice.
We do your opening song, we do have some weed. But you know what? Smoke some weed first, and then I'm going to give you this thing I got you. But smoke some marijuana first. We say fresh air sometimes, so the police don't catch us.
No, we're joking. I'm not actually smoking marijuana.
No, I don't mind.
No, it's not happening.
No, yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'm watching you.
My mom's going to listen to this.
No, she will. Does she? What's
no,
your mom's
she's
name?
Never listened to anything.
What's your mom like? Is she cool?
I don't mean
is she cool, but is she like, do you get along with her?
Yeah.
Does she look?
She actually, this is the last thing my mom said to me. She was here this weekend,
mm-hmm.
And I was sick. Towns got sick. I got sick.
Your son's name is Towns.
Yeah. So
great
my family
name.
Does like a made you look thing that's so dumb. But like, here's the way that we do it. Like my brother and I will be at an airport. On the way to my brother's wedding, we landed in Tampa. We're waiting for our car. And my brother says, oh, my God, a fucking Ferrari. And he looks over in a direction, and I look over, and there's there's nothing.
It's always great.
And he goes, made you look. All right, so that's good. That's a good one. So My mom has never done it ever. We've been doing this for years. For years. And, like, I'll do it where I send an email to everybody and go, can you believe the CNN article? And then it's just a link that is a fake link that just says, made you look. So my mom called me when they were on the way to the airport from the house, and she goes, oh, my God, I left my medication next to the bed in our room. Will you double check? And I go in there, and there's nothing. And I go, it's not here. And she goes, made you look, hung up. Your mom leaving medication. Never done. So that's the last thing she said to me.
Where does she live?
Seattle.
Take a hit of that. Because then I did get you a little something. I like what you did with your drink. He has some vodka, but he broke up a tangerine in it. So it's like diffused vodka is what he made it himself, because I didn't have anything to add to vodka. And he even had a bottle of vodka, which calling child services on Monday. Remind me of that, Jacob.
Child services Monday? Put it in the calendar.
Take that back. Write it
down.
All the way on Monday?
We have a busy weekend. We're going to the festival. The jazz festival. We'll see you there. Jazz festival.
Okay, so here we go. So I'm going to, before we introduce you, because I have a little song we made for you, and I think that's appropriate to play now. Oh.
Oh, I almost forgot to take another hit.
Oh, I did. Oh, I got you this. I'm going to take my headphones off and give you this, okay? So, You know what? I'm.
Should I leave mine on?
Yeah, you can. But I got you because I knew last time you said how much you like gum, so I got you a piece of gum.
Before you give me a piece of gum, I actually got you a piece of gum.
I got it.
No, you didn't.
I got it. Hold on, let me go over there. No, I got it. No. Because I knew you said how much you like gum, and I got you a piece of gum.
Honestly, guys.
It's opened a little bit, but don't worry about that.
This is a $5 piece of gum.
No, I don't want any.
No, no, guy, I got you.
No, I'll take a piece of gum. No, you're kind of, everyone's surrounding me. No, thank you. No, I'm fine.
Shut up. Aristotle, there's something wrong with the sound system. You have to do it. It's professional.
I don't.
No, look, I got you two pieces.
I just don't want to have a piece while I'm on the show.
Come on, I got you.
No. I'll take everybody's piece.
Guys, I'm not shitting around. I'm actually being serious. Guys, I'm being so serious. I hate to be a dick, but this is my podcast.
You're being a dick.
No, I got you a piece of gum. Guys, I did. No, Jimmy, come on. I got you. I thought you'd like it because I love your comedy.
He's not the one who's talking about comedy.
I mean, I just don't want to chew a piece on the show.
I hope that bit was as
funny. Why is that so much fun to do? Because it's so... the neediness of, like, I'm going to, like, push it. I was pushing in front of Jade. And it's, like, so much. It's a parody of needing attention. In essence, that bit is sad.
Sure. What did you want it for?
That chair, it's too comfortable.
Oh, it's too comfortable. You know what? That's what my aunt told me right after she passed out.
There.
So, let's play him in. Everybody sing along. It's Nick Zoon, everybody! The room is filled with smoke. It looks great. Can I keep it going? I've never heard it to this point. I have no, honestly, to George Carlin, I have no idea where how far he goes.
I'm Nick Soon.
Was he doing bad comedy?
Oh, what you say? Okay. Lynn's been in Orange County a little too long.
On.
Okay.
It's a long.
Oh, next door. Ah ha ha. Oh, ha ha ha. Oh, next door.
Wow, I did everything tonight. I really... By the way, look at the smoke behind you. It looks romantic almost.
This room looks great.
Wow. You've never been here before.
I've been in this room, but when there's just a table.
When there was dinner, when I used to have dinner here. Mm-hmm. Wow, so where do you start? By the way, I want to play something else. I just want to get this out of the way. Now, I want to be... it seems like I'm tilting this. Well, play it. Play it. I'm being too George Conn.
The other song?
Yeah, the other one.
When it comes to Cody, Nick Thune can't be beat. The man cannot be stopped. He's a comic machine. Late night TV shows.
Here's what I want to say. Be honest with me. Okay, what's Wrigley? What's Wrigley's name?
Well, he has a website called Podcast Theme Song.
Podcast Theme Song. And by the way, he sends the coolest things into the show. So I'm so appreciative. You think, well, then why am I going to? Because I need to find out if I'm crazy. Is it hard to hear it?
Is that his whole career, writing theme song, like for podcasts?
Yeah, and he does great, really great stuff. Mm-hmm. But on this one, mark that. On this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, so what's Wrigley?
Can we get a refund?
Can we? I want him to learn. This could be a learning experience. Now, he might go, you son of a bitch. You threw me under the bus. I'm so nice. He is. He sends these unbelievable ones in. But let me tell you something. I had to, a long time ago, train. And I don't mean to get everyone up in arms, but even lyricist Joe would do some harmony. Where now that P don't fuck around, that lyricist Joe. If there's harmony, you still... So all I'm saying is let's play it again, and I want him to hear. Maybe he's home listening, or it is in his earphones going, yeah, that's perfectly clear. You can hear it. Now, also what's important that they need to hear it is if they don't know what it is, because you know probably some of the things he's mentioning, right? You're like, oh, I think he's saying this. But what if somebody doesn't know it? Am I making sense?
No, I didn't quite hear what he mentioned.
Do you think it's mean that I'm doing this way? Why have I never done it this way before? Why? Because I feel like I know him, and I feel like he needs to say, yeah, that was hard to hear. Or, what the fuck is... I'm going to have so much podcast hangover on this. Play it again. Because I emailed him, too.
When it comes to comedy, the man cannot be stopped. He's a comic machine.
He's a comic machine. Yeah, I heard that.
Late night TV shows. What happened there?
Well, that's what we're not supposed to hear. I like the last part.
Yeah, it's nice.
Nick, the last part when he didn't do a
Nick,
verse.
Nick.
Sounds nice.
Edit that whole goddamn part out. No, because I'll tell you why. He needs to be taught a lesson. Because now he'll be like, yeah, why was it that you, it was very... He needs to learn a lesson. He needs to have a little humility and go, God damn it, Todd's right. Like, I wanted to... You re-listened to it. I said it was hard to hear. You thought I was crazy. That's why. Because I think when I told him it was hard to hear, I think he went, no, it's not. And he took some things and fiddled around and took some
of
the harmony out.
How did he respond, email-wise?
So nice.
Yeah?
How did he respond?
Yeah.
So nice. You like how I tell the true story? So nice. Like, hey, I'm a little busy right now, but I think after work, and then before he even knew it, he goes... He did it. He's like, I didn't. You know, one of the first emails said he doesn't know if he'll get to it. And then, literally, like a half an hour later, he goes, I had a little time. I think I could do a little more, but I took some of the harmony out. So nice, so kind. So you think, well, then what the fuck, Todd? This guy is so nice. Why don't you take a punch at the Mike, the towel steamer guy, while you're at it, while you're down punching nice people?
Yeah.
Because only he'll know if when I said you couldn't hear it, if he thought one of two things. One, he thought, he's right, I had a feeling. Then I would feel horrible. But what if? He loves me. He loves me. But he's like, I'll try to fix it for time, but you could totally hear what that's saying. And when I say totally hear what it's saying, if like, you're listening, but maybe he's going, well, on a scale from 10, 10 being the easiest to hear it, even with harmony, but you get what it's, what do you rank this at? Out of tens being like, yeah, there's harmony in it. You can definitely put effects and things, but there's no fucking doubt. If it was a phone number, someone would be able to understand what it was in 3 seconds. What do you rank that from, well, 1 to 10, 10 being the clearest?
2, 6, and I'll say why.
I think you're right.
I think that when he sent it, it actually has, you know, like if you're going to send a picture via email and it's like full size, medium size, or sounds like shit. I think he hit the sounds like shit button. So on,
hit this, yeah, he could have hit that
on his side. It's normal, but he...
Can I tell you something, yeah, though? To George Carlin, would I send people to have stuff done with him? Abso-fucking-lutely.
You know he made another song for you as well?
Yeah, they're...
Like
they're,
in the past.
They're great. Mm-hmm. So you think, why? Why, Todd? Because I think he didn't realize that he wouldn't have sent it back to me if he was like, holy shit, you really can't hear this. He must have...
Well, no, on his, end, think- on his end, it probably sounds great. And then he hit the...
This
sounds like shit. Oh, just that's just the way it's sent, though.
Well, he knows he's sending it that way, so that's still his fault.
No, he doesn't. No, I think it's unclear.
You think he's unclear?
Yeah, no, I think he accidentally hits it.
Would it be rude if I went back and edited it, made it look like you were saying it all, and I was defending him? I just go back and I have Aristotle lay down this. Well, Nick! Okay, so that's all. Give his website again. You might think, what? Let me make this very clear. Very clear. I am probably, because I think when I told him you couldn't hear it, in my head, I've imagined that he said, you can hear it, but, you know, I like Todd. I'll try to help him out. This is to say, no, come on. You should have been able to go, yeah, that's really impossible to hear. Now, but he sent so much stuff into the show that I'd like to give his thing out, because if you're his website out, because not only it's the songs for the show he does, but I bet he could do music for you or score something for you, and he's really good. So I hold him to high regard. So even though I'm teasing you a little bit, you know what? I expect an email from you that goes, you know what, dude? You were right. That's all I fucking want. What were you going to say,
like,
Jay?
If you have a video of you taking a dump, he'll put a real nice score behind it.
Why do you have to say stuff like that?
This is a real guy.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Did you not think it was?
No, I've been thinking that it was you that made the song and you're doing
it. Oh, no.
About...
No, everything I said to George Carlin was true. Okay, like, he sends... Okay. Do you have other... He sends...
No, it's amazing that he does this.
No. Really... He has a sense of humor. Don't worry. He has a sense of humor. He knows. He knows exactly what just happened. They're like, oh, my God, Nick thinks it's like a bit.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a bit.
Listen, but it was hard to hear. Now that you know it's a real person, on a scale from 1 to 10, mm-hmm, 10 being the most easy to hear, definite, like if it was like, yeah, 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, with shit tons of harmony and music, 10's like, oh yeah, if you...
And I did
you,
6 last
you
time.
You said 6? I say 6. I say you're right. I think that's being nice. I think some people... What now would you say? Scale 1 to 10, 10 being the easiest to hear, the cleanest.
5. 4.
Can I tell you something?
8.
Someone said 8 from the back corner.
It's like, Nick, you try. You're just trying. Like, I feel bad for this guy. I want to, like, 8.
7.
Wait, there's the guy over there. What did you say? That guy over there. What did he say?
8.
Oh, that 8's pretty clear. Okay, so it's all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Wrigley.
He has a quote from you on his website as well. What is it true that you said this?
Yeah, tell me what it is.
It says, Chris's jingles have been like family to me. In fact, one of his jingles raised me from a small boy.
I did say
this.
That
is all a bit.
Nice. To George Carlin, it's not.
You're reading quotes off his website.
To George Carlin, it's not. Isn't that when this word is great? Because you know, like,
yeah,
you know I can't break that. Mm-hmm. To George Carlin, I do remember him asking me for a quote, and I said that. Yes, I did say that.
Yeah.
Well, and all his family, his jingles are like family to me. One of them saved my dog from drowning.
I remember a comedian that I met. I'm not going to say his name, but he had
say his name. I'll edit
on
it
his
out.
Website.
I'll
Steve,
edit it out.
Steve Hofstetter.
I'm leaving it. You dumb fuck. No, I'm not.
Leave it.
I will.
Leave it. Please leave it.
Okay.
And on his website, his like first website, it said, in quotes, "Nice set, Seinfeld."
Oh,
like he had
is
been at, like he had been at the improv and
nice set.
He walked by Jerry and he was like, "Hey, nice
was he
set.
Saying it ironically?"
No, it wasn't a joke on his website. Yeah, it was very real.
Isn't that funny? You have to ask that because that's an important question. Yeah. Okay, listen. So Wrigley, get your shit together. So let me tell you where I'm going to start. That's right. I just start.
I have quotes on my website.
What did, do you?
Yeah.
What do you, what who, do you ta- who do
you need any change?
No,
from the lady. in the restaurant.
You don't really have. I have a quote on my website. It says,
"It's a waitress I worked with. Do you need any change?" Or
I have a quote of mine. It says, "Do you mind sharing? We're going to push our tables together."
Ooh, nice callback.
What if I know? Thank you. What if that person listens to the show? I want an honest opinion to George Carlin. I did have the guy who makes. Those are different.
Another quote on my site.
What's it say?
Can I ask you a favor?
Can I ask you a favor?
Okay, sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry about anything. Okay. Lower his mic.
No, but I have another quote.
Do you think no, let me hear. Oh, you're going to love this bit. And I want to... Shit, do I have a Sharpie? Damn it.
Oh,
I got
fuck.
It. Fuck. No, oh, shut
God
up. That gum bit, I was so excited. Can I tell you the transformation that gum bit went through? When I was in line at Vaughn's, I said to Vinny, I was like, we should buy, and we bought like a thing of tulips, but there was like eight of them. We're like, all go over to Nick with tulips. I got you this tulip. And I thought, nah, it's going to get, how are we going to hide the tulips? So then it went to gum.
Where are the tulips?
Minute.
Inside, we didn't get them. In a vase? Oh.
No, we didn't get them. All right, so hold on. This is the bit, and it's called bumper sticker. You'll remember we did it last week. You're going to love this. Your quote made me think bumper sticker. Okay, hold on. Let me be professional here. So, what were we just talking about? Don't lose me. Oh,
the,
yeah.
The quotes on my website?
This jingle, I have the guy make me. And I don't know if it's, I do it just to be silly. Obviously, he gets paid no matter what. But I thought, oh, is that mean-spirited?
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
All right, when he's making that, he probably gets it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
So he only made $50 off that?
Yeah. But then I thought, after I said it, oh, by the way, not to overuse to George Carlin, after I did, I went, oh, is that mean? Like, but he seems to get the jokes over the year. Like, does he have to, like, what if his wife, like.
Play it again.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
Now, I think I want to email him and go, by the way, I know, I have a feeling 99%.
What if you called him and said, hey, this is going to be a weird one. It's not about you. This is not about you. I swear to fucking George Carlin. This is not about you.
You can't say that.
No, we're scripting it. No, oh yeah. That, I'm doing an impression of you.
In the bit.
Okay. I was doing an impression of you.
And it is about him. So what do I make him say? I said, by the way,
it's not about his name.
I sent him the script.
What do you know? What's his name?
His name is
Jeffrey Hutchins.
Jeffrey Hutchins.
Yeah, so you call me, you're like, hey, this one's not about you. I swear to God. And it's like, hey, this is so Jeff.
He's reading.
I'm a fucking asshole.
And then I go, listen, I get at this point.
Is your name Jeff? You're a fucking pussy.
I sit in a booth with my small cock wedged between my khaki pants.
Ooh, Jeff, do you spell it G-A-E-F-F or G-O-E-F-F? You fucking idiot.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
Oh, you want to have a fun, silly game right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be silly, and I think it'll be good. So this guy that listens to the show, his name's Tyson. He'll take some things we say, and then he'll put music to it. But it's like, you think, when did I say that even? Like, Blake Wexler was... But so now what I love doing is, with the guest knowing he's going to do it, we give him some things. So I'm going to show you last week's. Mm-hmm. We're going to play it. We'll come back, and we'll be able to just do sounds, and then he's got to whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to take music, and then we'll play it on next week's show. Is that cool?
Yep.
Oh, shit, I don't want this candle to go out.
Hold on.
Should we listen to the one he made, though, for this week?
Yeah, but where?
It went out.
Fuck. Oh, can you grab one out of that basket? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for rocking the mic around like an idiot, too. I apologize. But give me a second.
Now,
oh, by the way, I love
Nerdist.com.
Explain this joke. An emailer sent the idea, and they go, you should play, like, whenever you go, we do whatever we want, it's a podcast. He goes, you should play the Nerdist jingle, which means the show's over. Like, somehow Chris Hardwick listens to every show. So I'll be like, no, you know what's great about a podcast? I do what I fucking want. Nobody tells me what to fucking do. That's the truth. What? No.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
So that's okay. All right, so play me and Chris's from last week, and then we'll come back and we'll make stupid sounds.
Dibba dibba doo, dibba dibba dee, 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 dibba dibba doo, dibba dibba dee
could dance to this. Pause it for 1 second. I truly believe, can you put some reverb in my voice? If this was played at some club, I swear to God, to George Carlin, just at the end of the night, they started fucking playing it. I'm going to turn it up a little bit in the room to really get the feeling going. That people would go, it's a fucking weird song. I think they would dance to it. Let's play it. Here we go. I just went out of business. I had a different change of opinion, although I do love it. Dibbidibbidoo, dibbidibbidee. I think it's fun. That's all I have to look forward to. I make funny sounds
that
tonight.
That was the whole song?
I don't know. I didn't. We should have. Maybe we should have given it more time to breathe.
I mean, do you know what happens?
No. Wow.
Did not see that coming.
Shut up, right?
Yeah.
Look at you, Tyson. I'm so proud of you. It's no hot washcloth. But then I think now let's just give him some sounds. You do any sound you want.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, can I tell you something? As much as I love dogs, and I do, mm-hmm. and I would never do this, but it's only because it scares me. And at a time of calm, I feel bad for the dog. But the neighbor to our right has a dog that if it hears you, an aggressive, you hear this, like I'm going into my garage, the wall's 1 foot away between me and my neighbor's house, who, by the way, we've been living here our whole life, nothing but positive. Everything. Like, everybody that lives around us, actually, we've got along with everybody. Either we don't talk to them that much, or they're really nice. They're like, couldn't be nicer. But their dog scares me sometimes because it goes, because it comes like at the wall with a vengeance when it hears me there near the garage. Like not a calm dog. And I go, motherfucker, scares me.
So I put rat poisoning in a dart gun and shot it at him.
Yeah. I've strangled three dogs.
No, you haven't. You know what I say when I say that? You know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. That means I'm not positive you have it. Because I do it like to protect myself. I want to go, really? So instead I
not to death, just to where they know they could die.
You have a dog? I didn't. Do you have a dog?
I did. No, I did have a dog.
What happened?
Strangulation. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, so what do you think we gave him? Now, be honest here. Do you think we gave him something? You think Chris Farron's going to be like, fuck? Or do you think we got another minute? We can go around the room and just into the mic. It's whatever he can only do with what we give him. So if we want
those
something
sound
next
effects,
week.
Do you think he got something?
I don't know if we gave him enough, to be honest. I don't know
I
if
can
some
give him
them,
an ay ay ay.
Can you do it?
You think he can use that?
Can you, but by the way, can you do it again? Can you do it three times in a row with some reverb?
Yeah. Ay 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 ay. I think those are three good options with all different tones.
When you say ay 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 ay, what's that mean? When you say ay 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 ay, what's that mean? What's that mean when you say ay 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 ay, dance and dance, dance and dance, get that dance and dance and dance, 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 everybody dance, get on the floor, dance, dance, hey you dumb fuck, get off your feet, get and dance and dance and dance and dance and dance, everybody get up and dance. You, why are you sitting there like dumb fucks? Dance, dance, dance and dance.
Hey,
hey,
you dance!
Dance! I said everybody dance! I ain't shitting around!
Hey, Timmy! I swear to fucking God you dance right now! Super mad dad.
I told you kids I want you all to dance.
Hey, right now! You dance right now!
Everybody go! People want to know!
Dance, dance, dance!
Who we are!
So we tell them!
So
where the boys from 27 you hear so much about?
Boys from 27 you hear so much about?
Our mama take their daughters
in
whenever we go up.
Be the drill instructor that catches me not knowing the words. Go ahead, play it again.
Everywhere we go.
What the fuck were you saying?
Everywhere we go, people want to know.
God damn it, Larson, get on the ground.
Why?
Get up.
I'm not feeling too good.
Larson.
Yes.
Come here.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm yelling at you.
Sounds good.
You can take a look at us and see we're motivated. You can take a look at us, baby.
God damn it. Stop it. Stop.
I know what I said, sir. You can baby, you can baby, you can baby.
Larson, come here.
Yes, sir. Did you say at ease?
What's your first name?
John.
Yan?
John Larson, sir.
Yan?
John.
Yan?
John.
How's it feel? Someone doesn't say your name right.
Yes, sir.
All right, get the fuck back in line.
I got nervous. Even in the bit, I got nervous.
He knows his one go-to.
Can I tell you, I used to have friends that would paint houses at the Valley Forge Military Academy. Mm-hmm. In the summer, my friends in high school, they would paint houses at the Valley Forge Military Academy to make money, $10 an hour. Their friend, you know, people would. There's a good place.
I thought they were doing it pro bono.
What does that mean? they just paint it. Yeah. Say that it comes back. I always paint some houses. Sometimes
this is how you say your friends do graffiti.
Did you ever graffiti?
No.
Me neither. But anyway.
I lit some bushes on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? I was going to go by that, but I thought I should. No, I mean, like, oh, yeah, and then pass by, but I think we should discuss
that. No, I used to, like, steal lighters from 7-Eleven and go sit in bushes and, like, try and light them on fire from the inside.
How old were you?
12.
Oh, okay, 12, that's normal. I mean, you know what I mean. You could either turn into a psychopath and that's your story. People go, that motherfucker used to light trees on fire. Or it's like you tell the story yourself and you move past it. Hope seems like it's gone that way.
Yeah.
Because you haven't lit any bushes on fires.
No, not at all.
They never escalated to anything else?
Nope.
You never got the
You can be honest with us. We don't judge. This is a safe space.
I mean, I've lit and...
I knew it! Call the police! All right, I overreacted.
Two apartment buildings.
No, shut up!
It's no, but no, really, two apartment buildings.
So back to that guy with the. So I would seriously
couple crosses.
Call the police.
I used to stand right in front of crosses and try and light them on fire.
Just go right underneath.
Started with bushes and went.
I used to light fires in the toilet, but I don't have time to talk about it. That was my first country hit, though. No, that's true. Why is it everything's a joke around here? So anyway, I used to go to, they paint houses. My friends would make, you know, whatever, bucks an hour to paint houses. And then sometimes they'd come by marching. You'd hear them in the distance. You know, you'd hear them, and because it was Valley Forge Military Academy. I would get a stomach ache for them. To seem like, ugh. Like, oh, I would just look at them and go, oh, I feel so bad. Not in a patronizing way. Like, I just thought, like, wow, like, you know, hey, a lot of them probably got some good discipline out of it, but it's not the best atmosphere to be in.
Our mama think their daughters, then whenever we go up.
Feels good.
Feels good.
Feels good.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha.
That's when I got met JJ, the trumpet player. I hired him back then. He'd go out and play trumpet along with him. He'd go.
You could be in the military if you just had a trumpet player with you.
I could. You. By the way, I would just be like this. So I would get my crew going. I'd be like, do you want to get up? It's 6 o'clock. I got nothing. I know right away when they get the fuck out of a bit. I'm not a moron. All right, let me stop and do a good interview here. So we
run,
did.
Run, run, run from the bit.
Thank
run,
God.
Run, run, run from
run
the
from
bit.
The run, bit. Run, 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 run from the bit. Away from
run, 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 run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
Run from the bit.
You got me running from the bit. Far away from it, run from the bit. Run, run, run from the bit.
Did you ever play the Y game? Tell me something and I'll be a kid. Well, you have a kid. So yeah, how old's your kid again?
2.5.
2.5. So this is next year probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So just try to see how long you can do it. Where did you grow up?
Why?
No, I... Oh, you sure? You take the easier part. My way.
No, I'm
oh, you want
to
me
say
to
that
do
to
it?
You?
Yeah. Although we can do it both ways. Which way
no,
would
I'll
you rather?
You. No, I'll take you.
Okay. Where did you grow up? And you tell me.
Seattle.
And then, oh, why?
By choice.
Why?
Because I had to make a decision.
Why?
Because it was up to me.
Why?
Because in the end, I was the guy.
No, you're not really answering the question.
I know the worst way to play the game.
For a while, I was saying maybe he is, but I'm not sure if he is. Because the first time I knew you were lying? Because you would it would had to be something with your parents. Because if you grew up in Seattle and I said, why? You go, because my mom and dad lived there. And then I was like, but why did you lie?
By choice?
Yeah. Why? Just now when I asked you.
I was a huge fan of Seattle.
Why?
I wanted to.
Why did you grow
up
in Seattle?
Because I wanted to.
No.
Somebody who
does. Do it with me.
Okay, no, I'll do it for real now.
No,
okay.
I don't.
No, I'll do it now.
You promise?
Yep, I swear to God.
Well, you know what? You have a punishment.
No, this is.
What? You know what my punishment was? What? No, I'm going to tell you what it was.
Hugs?
You know what? Matter of fact, we all learned this one. We did learn it.
Freely shows that comes into
comedy down the road.
Down the road.
Down Connect Food. 24-hour contest. Next. Stand up. That's what you get, Wrigley. You want to fuck? I hope he's laughing. I'm so nervous he's not. Well, he might not. He might go, Todd, how could I not take that personally? Well, I think you should be glad that I think that this was the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, well,
that means every
dog
other
shit.
Thank you. He can't be. Thank you. And that's the kindest way you could say it. He cannot take dog shit, put it in a mail in my mailbox, and how am I supposed to say, excuse me, there's dog shit in my mailbox?
Yeah. What do you think, I have a plastic bag here to pull that dog shit out?
I'm so glad you're here today, because I sometimes think I overreact. But you're saying my it's not fair. It's, but he's bullying
I'm
me.
I'm surprised that your email, your inbox didn't see that that was in the trash immediately.
Wow. Wow. Just listen to the words, everybody. Listen to the words. Can't be dead. Machine.
Right there is where I don't know what happens.
Wrigley.
Right,
Wrigley, Wrigley, Wrigley. When it comes, and by the way, we've listened to it 10 times. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of nerve, Wrigley. A lot of nerve, baby. Listen. Hold on 1 second. Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
Seattle.
Why?
I was born there.
Why?
It was a scientific operation.
Why?
For the government.
Why? Ask me. Say, ask me a question. I'll say why. Ask me. You have to do it. Hold on, I have something better to play. Now you're going to learn your lesson. No? No? Oh, you want to? Oh, yeah. Well, well, well. You want to fuck around, huh? Huh? I'm just as happy to listen to this. Everyone knows I'm not fucking around. Everyone knows I got this. By the way, I got this on back. I got this on the back lot. I can play this and just sit back. I got country boots. That's right. I got country boots. I can play country boots and just really soak it in. Yes. Ah. Listen to this. Now that's trumpet.
There's not one called country boots on the.
Oh yes, there is. I bet you'll find it if you look hard enough. It's country boots are walking. Maybe it's called something else. What? Boom, boom, boom. No, that's something else. Boom, boom, boom's funny. Go ahead.
You got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
All right, I got a game for you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
You make a song. It's fun. It's easy. Mm-hmm. You say something like, it goes, can you play the real boom, boom, boom?
I want perfect.
That's all right. That's fun.
I just play every sound on this
board. I know. Jesus Christ, Jake. You're slipping.
This guy's buying a watch over here.
We're at the improv. We're at the improv. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's so many backlogged. I'm just throwing them out. Let's go back to... Well, first of all, let's talk about the watch first. So we're at the improv, and I hear Nick go, what's that guy buying a watch? But I'm talking, so I'm not really paying attention 100%. And then I look up, and there's a guy holding a watch out. It's like literally he's got it on one end, and it bends, and then the watch happens, and then it bends again, and he's holding it in front of him, like with a watch extended with a price tag hanging on the end of it.
I'm like, in a parking lot.
In a parking lot at the improv. What's he? And Nick goes, what's this guy buying a watch? I look over. I go, that guy is buying a fucking watch. And I could not stop fucking laughing the whole way home.
Yeah.
What's this guy buying a watch? Meanwhile, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Ah!
It stopped the whole conversation.
I'm sitting there holding, buying a watch. The guy's buying a watch. What's this guy buying a watch? Yeah, he is buying a watch. I go, what's he talking
about?
It
looks exactly like
he's like he's
that
in the parking lot. I got this
right
one
now.
For $50. I got this one for $20.
Oh, that's...
Go shoot your right down, right off of your feet. Take it home with me. Put you in my house. I like the way you walk when you walk that walk.
You can do it. You can make your own song. You just like, I will put, you can do like, I will put you in my house. Ah, boom, 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 boom. I will put you in the house.
Bye, bye, bye. In my ear.
Just do the boom, boom, boom. I will put you, bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye. I will do, 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 do.
How far is it from here?
I'll tell you in a second. Can I ask you a favor?
Yeah.
Do one.
Can I do one right now?
What's the favor?
Bubba, 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 bum. I'm bored of this. I'm bored of it. You know, that's a great thing. That's a great thing about this jingle. I run, swear to God, run, it brings run, me run more.
Run, the bit. Run, 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 run from run the bit. From the bit.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one.
Do you listen to QVC ever, like, extended periods of time?
Yeah.
Do you ever, have you, if not, you'll do it now. But, like, yeah, we get it, they exaggerate. But lately I've taken on a new, like, it's out of, they have a thing where it's, I don't know if we found it, but we got some, every week I say I'm going to do this and I forget. There's this new thing, I've been joking around, like, they always have everything in every color. Because, of course, you have shopaholics a lot of times that are watching these shows. So, you know, you got to get. What, they were selling these shirts one day, and I swear to God, the guy goes, all right, you got to get the white, the black, and the navy blue. That's just a given. And he slides them down to the end of the rack. Like, there's someone at home going, okay, well, that's not even up for debate. I guess they don't even sell us on that. I guess now the other colors, they have to take some time to go, this is a beautiful, you know, red, and they sell you on it. But these, no, you just get. I'm telling you, and I know I'm selling it. You might think I have an ulterior motive. You get, so, and then they start, and then they have vacuums. Oh, it's a beautiful red. They have vacuums in 10 colors. And people call up. Chainsaws. Chainsaws. Literally, they have chainsaws in different colors.
You don't have any trees in your yard. You still need a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they talk you into why. A lot of people think because you don't have trees in your yard, you don't need a chainsaw. And, Nick, you said something really interesting today.
Yeah, I don't have any trees.
But you bought the blue, the fun blue chainsaw. Yeah. What do you do with it?
Well, it's a given. You get the blue and the black and the white chainsaw.
You got to get the blue, the black, and the white. And you know what? You know what I like about the white chainsaw? Winter comes around, even if you're in California,
you lose
and
it
there's
in the
something
snow.
About pulling out the white chainsaw that feels like a holiday is about to arrive. And you said something interesting to me. You don't have any trees. You live in a condo, but you bought the chainsaw.
And we just have it.
And what
people come over. They look at it, and it's a nice chainsaw.
By the way, we're not exaggerating that much. Mm-hmm. It is a piece of art. It is a conversation piece, and it is, look at this blue, look at this white. This is not a white, a run-of-the-mill white.
Well, no, I have a white wall at my house.
And tell me.
It looks exactly like this.
It's exactly like the white that you will see in a house. It comes in a white, it comes in a blue, and I'll tell you what, I got the fun red. Wow, look at that red. Look. And by the way, that's not an exaggeration of what they do. That's what sucks about this. It's like, I'm doing it, and I'm trying to do, whatever they do, like, just fucking go 10 times further. This is exactly what they do.
Todd, do you have grandkids?
I do. I'm just going to, because they guess that.
Yeah, then you definitely need a chainsaw.
You need a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. You know what I do? I take the chain off of it. They love it. They act like they're killing each other, and it's just a lot of fun. We have a caller on the line right now. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, first-time caller.
Well, we're glad. By the way, no exaggeration. Well, thank you so much for calling. It's an honor.
It's an honor for me as well.
I literally heard that. It's an honor for
me. How many chainsaws have you bought?
I bought 4.
There it is. That's
an endorsement.
I know people bought 8 of them.
I know people. Why haven't you gotten the other 4 colors? Come on.
Well, it's just we're just moving, but I want to. How can I purchase all 4?
Well, I'll tell you what. Funny you ask, and thanks for calling, James and Residia. We have the chainsaws on
it's
a flex Jeffrey. Pay. A flex pay. 700 easy payments of a nickel.
Now it says, up there it says 10 cents, but we will do a nickel.
And they're always giving a discount, too. Like, they're going, well, we've been selling these like hotcakes. Now what we're going to do is we're going to cut the price. Oh, is that what they teach in marketing? When things are flying off the shelf, cut the price? Yeah, that sounds like a fucking liar.
You know what you should do is sell them for almost nothing.
What do you mean?
No, if they're doing really well, you should sell them for nothing.
Yeah, right. That's what they tell you. Hey, if they're selling, then you may as well cut.
That's why Mercedes, they sell their cars for like $20.
Right. Because everybody, I got lost.
No, I don't know either.
Play this QVC thing. I think it's worth letting it breathe.
And it's got a nice soft V-neck.
not too plunging. First day ever on Easy Pay for this one. It's two payments of $18. The length on this, the all-important length, I want you to know, is appropriate. It's not too short. It's also not too long. Meredith is out there, our petite model. It's not too long and fuddy-duddy on her. It's coming right to her.
We're going
to
do this, and then we're going to take a break. You're going to smoke a cigarette. Let's take a break and come back. No, no. Every week I say I'm going to do it, and I forget. Let's just let this breathe. I think if it takes a while to get into your skin, but I think it's worth it.
QVC?
Yeah, the QVC thing. We'll take a break. You'll have a cigarette. We'll get a drink. We'll freshen up. We'll get some more hot towels. By the way, I don't know whose hot towels what, but I reloaded them. We'll all use it again. You don't care if it. I'm just kidding. Imagine if I did it again, but I'm like,
I'll take any hot towels.
Yeah, who cares? You don't got to have it be yours. We're all clean.
Gives you a nice shape.
Jake, and you're all right? To George Carr, and I'm worried because you didn't have those cues ready that you're feeling like frustrated, and I don't give a shit.
Oh no, I feel like sometimes when I don't have something, like I give off the vibe like I'm mad at somebody else, but it's I'm just mad at myself.
I know,
but also I wasn't here to prepare the board, so I'm giving myself a little bit.
I know,
of
and you know what? That's why I told you that. I said to George Carr, that's why I love that word. Oh, it's
what?
Oh, you want to be a caller? Be a caller that's been drinking. I don't. You do whatever you want. I don't give bad line reads. Oh, we have a caller on the phone right now. It's Nick from Residia. That's the only thing I can think of. Hello, Nick.
Todd there.
Yes, Nick. You're calling the Home Shoppers Network. You bought the blender.
What?
You bought the blender. You love it.
Who's this?
You called us. This is the Home Shoppers Network.
What?
You called us. It's the Home Shoppers Network. Tell everyone why you bought the blue blender. Hello?
Jason?
I don't think these people would hang up on this guy. I don't think these... By the way, if you were that drunk, I believe they'd do everything just to keep it going. So tell everybody why you bought the blue blender.
It's all I have. It's all I have in life.
I don't... Why am I...
Boxy t-shirt. It's going to give you a shape, although it's not going to be tight, but it will come in at the waist, and then A-line-wise will flare out a little bit.
Pause it.
At the hip.
I have a weird game. See how long you can't say something. At the absurdity. And I think, you might think, oh, it's not that hard. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's worth it. Maybe 60 seconds in, you'll be like, shit, it's getting fucking absurd.
And
they're talking about
nice
one fucking shirt.
With a short sleeve on top. Very, very cute little dress. It couldn't be easier. This is the easy dressing we love. Pull it over your head and go. Susan Graver's dress the other day, over the weekend on Easter Sunday, was so popular because we like the idea of a dress we don't have to fuss with. You pull it over your head like your favorite shirt. It's comfortable. Pop on any type of shoe, whether it's a sneaker or a flat, a little thong sandal. You could wear like an espadrille or something like a wedge with this. It would look cute no matter what.
Like a rain boot.
It's just easy. Sometimes a dress is more appropriate.
You know, you could put it with everything. You could wear it inside. You could wear it outside. It's like the ShamWow bit, but it really exists.
No, it's like if you had a shoe or if you weren't wearing a shoe. It looks great.
Yeah, if you were just not wearing a shoe. Here's what they do is they talk. They realize they're eliminating people. So they start adding nervously because they have producers that yell at them. I really believe that. You know, this is something you could wear because they go, don't get specific. Because this is something you could wear every night or to a wedding.
Yeah, or if you live in a dry environment or if you live in Seattle.
I got a email, and you're out there, Karen. She lives in Seattle. She says it gets so rainy. She gets caught coming home in the rain, but when she gets caught in this, it still feels light because it breathes, and that's why Arizona says the same thing. This is a dress that you could wear in the heat, or you could wear in the cold, and it will certainly be a great present or just a gift.
Well, and interesting enough, we did hear that one of the astronauts wore it up in space. And so if you
and it saved his life because it was I don't know. I guess
no,
hard.
But it works outer space. It works inner space.
Yeah, we're. Oh, you can.
That's not that. Pants. You wear dress.
That's what they would do.
Yes. This is so
inner space,
cute.
Outer space. We have a call. We have a call. We have a call.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Hey. Are you interested in the boot?
I got the.
I'm sorry. The dress.
The dress. Thank
the dress.
You.
But no, we.
Oh, I understand. I'm excited over here too with the all the stuff you guys have. Mm-hmm. I am an astronaut.
Oh.
But
well, that's you know what's so crazy is that we do have a few astronauts that we work with.
Didn't Margie Jane date an astronaut?
Yep. Yes, she did.
And she's not an astronaut.
No.
So it's good if you're in space or out of space.
Yeah. Yeah, it works either way.
I bought 50 of them.
I notice the callers always buy a lot of them because that's what the producers want the people to do. You know, I bought 700 of them in case there's anarchy in the world and they're not making clothes anymore. So someone at home going, I should do the same thing as they suck on a towel.
And you know what's interesting, too, that I've heard is they take all the cell phones from the producers so none of them can call in and be a fake caller. They do that as like a guarantee.
Can I tell you something? I've had people... Wait, did I miss something?
No.
I've had literally people tell me they work on QVC and they're real. And guess what, Nick?
They're real callers.
They go, they're real. I go, I believe some of them are real, but they're not all real. Mm-hmm. They're not all real. There's no fucking way. I don't know. Or then if it is, it's so sad because they literally the other day someone goes, thanks. Thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you. And they go, it's an honor to talk to you. An honor?
Larry Sanders Show?
I'm trying to think of who it would be an honor to talk to. Like Maya Angelou?
The president.
Is it the president? No, no. It's an honor that this is sad, at least.
Your friends, you can wear this to your place of worship. I love how Mary's paired it with
you
that.
You can wear it to church.
No shit, you can wear it anywhere you want. Stop it.
You could wear it to church
or just
on the way to church.
Or the way to church. And you know, sometimes I'll sneak behind a dumpster. I'll change it when I run into the Denny's.
You don't have to wear it at all. You can hang it on your wall.
I've found that if
you know, I
home,
tell you, and they no matter what you say, they will take it and they will go with it. Thank you, Aristotle. I put it on my wall and my neighbor because of the colors. And this is not a shirt that went through a machine at a factory. This sat on someone's lap and it was made by hand. They literally said that. And I thought, there's no way you could say that if that's a total fucking lie. And I thought, it was. This is not someone that was at a factory. This sat on someone's lap, and it was whatever they were selling. I forget what it was. But I just hung it on the wall because of the colors and the Christmas and the night. And it looks like a piece of artwork. And with these big New York City condos.
I wore it to an ATM one time, got cash out.
Well, I hear you. You know, I wear it to the ATM sometimes because I want to look authoritative.
Oh, you
but
do.
Yet pretty. And I don't want people bothering me, but at the same time, I want to say, well, I'm, you know, leaving the house to look nice for people.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought 150,000 of them and opened up my own store. So I'm loving it. I created my own warehouse. I bought all your dresses and had more made.
You got a 50% markup.
I got a 50% markup, and I'm doing all right.
So there's people at home. Oh, my God. Not only should I buy these.
I could make money off these.
It's the callers are what they want.
Hello. Yeah, I sold, remortgaged my house and just thrivolously bought stuff I wanted because, you know, you only live once. Why not overshop? Everyone will tell you, stop shopping, stop shopping. Why? I enjoy it. It's the only thing that brings me calm.
You know what's crazy?
Go ahead, caller.
No, I got the dress and I thought this looks so good. And so I bought 200 of them and I put them all on. I got a ton of XLs, ton of regular L's, a few M's, some S's, and a few XS's.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what, I made a YouTube video and I got 2 million views, and I swear to God, I made $12. Now I got a Vine account. And it still looks good.
It's the epitome. I bought 50 extra larges. Because you got to keep going smaller and smaller. And there's someone home sucking on a towel. I gotta do that. So glad we're playing this.
That gingham shirt is coming up later in the show as well. And just great colors for
summer. Pause it for 1 second. By the way, I'm going to my axe. I don't think like lowly of me, mm-hmm. but it's you know what I mean when it's something you reference. But when they say it's I love your show,
mm-hmm.
That's when I think who thinks it's a show? I guess maybe like it's not a show. They're selling shit. And
if somebody runs into them at the grocery store and they're like, oh my God, your show is my favorite show.
Right. Right. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I love your show. I saw the one when Brad couldn't operate the blender. Oh, what do you want? Oh, it's so funny. And you know, his relationship with Karen is always, they're talking about their Christmas. I love it. But then I think I should feel sad because, well, this is what I'm taking from the act. I don't want you to think I'm this funny of an ad libber. But if they go, it's a show, what are their other favorite shows? You go, what are your other favorite shows, ma'am?
Oh, I love them all.
Oh, you think stores are shows because you're stupid. Yeah, you love.
I love alternative programming.
Oh, you mean like Adult Swim?
Yeah, and Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, adult programming, you know.
Oh, alternative, I get it, sure. Not adult alternative. So anyway.
I like borrowing clothes from friends.
Yeah, I also like that ad they play when you're getting gas. It really does it for me.
Yeah, I'd buy everything. So I used to think if I didn't need it, why buy it? But now I just buy it even if I don't need it, because what's the worst thing can happen? You'll throw it out or give it to someone, and I don't give enough to charity anyway. So whenever I see you guys have stuff for sale, I always just put, you know, buy a lot of it. You'll always find a place for it.
You know, I felt like my friends were using me for my Ralph's Rewards. And then I realized I just love Ralph's.
Now, Meredith has dressed it up a little bit. She's got a dressier sandal on. She's got a nice, pretty necklace. Her hair's done up. She got your done up curls today.
Pause it. You didn't fool anyone. You're full of shit. You're full of shit. Seriously. People, just because they can't explain it, and someone could, a good lawyer could get you out of this. What's it saying? Done up. Why is that phony? Why aren't you just using inflection in her voice? People use inflections in their voice, and it doesn't mean you're full of shit. But you are all done up, trying to come across like you mean anything you're saying. Am I overreacting, or do you get what
I
mean?
No, I almost tore a couple people under the bus right there.
What do you mean? I'm all done.
Couple comedians that get like that.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And I'm not gonna get into it.
Name it. We'll edit it out.
No. You know, yeah.
Nick Thune.
You dumb fuck. We're leaving it in. Nick Thune's a regular on our show. All right, keep playing it.
Third time.
Waiver. That worked well on you. I like that. That looks really good. So, you know, she's
Pause
ready
it.
To go.
From now on, we're going to play it. This is the truth. To George Carlin. Yeah, if you can let it go, we'll just play it till its end. But if you're like, shut the fuck up, okay. You just stop it and you comment. I'm not going to make a joke about it. So often what happens is you let it play. Literally 3 seconds later, you're like, I swear I'm not trying to make a joke of this, but like that's how quick you can't fucking believe it. Let's play a game of Russian roulette.
Something a little more fancy and a little gussied up there. Also, Meredith, could you do a side?
It's not Russian roulette. What's the game where you see who can? Russian roulette is like you. Yeah, this is like, I don't know. Maybe it's nothing. Just let's play it and see if we can not.
I just want everybody to see how it doesn't poof out in the back behind her waist. You know, sometimes dresses, they just have, there's two, the way they're cut, they just pull out at the back and then you can't see your figure. You look like you're really wide from the side, if you know what I mean.
Nick Thune stopped it. What you...
It's all right. I'm glad you did. Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Because I wanted you to.
Mm-hmm.
I was so ready. And I thought, well, maybe they'll just want to get through it. Because I know you're going to smoke a cigarette. And I'm going to go get a drink. But I thought, let's do this bit right. And what happened that bothered you? Because I think I know.
What's wrong with being wide?
Yeah. Why they make
that? That's all of a sudden that's bad?
Yeah. Do you know when those dresses make you look so wide?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, they're so wide.
Yeah.
No, it never. What,
is it? So I'm not wide. It's the dress that does that.
Oh yeah, that dress will make you look so wide. Hello, caller. You bought one of those dresses.
Well, no, I'm just too skinny, and I needed to look wider. And I got.
And this works for that too, by the way. This works for that too. It'll make you not look wide. If I want to look wide, I tighten the belt. Mm-hmm. They get nervous because someone found a loophole. I get that. And that's what I love about this. Because some people go, I don't want to look so wide. I'm looking at myself in the rearview mirror or the mirror in my apartment.
I was too skinny.
And that is, you put it on, take it. If you don't want to look wide, it'll do the job. If you want to give yourself a little beef yourself up a little. I think I'm losing advertisers.
No,
you take the belt, you take the belt, you tighten it up, and it'll give you the meat you want.
This is Becky. I want to say #wide.
Thank you very much.
It's dress does not do that. It fits really nicely without being clingy or tight. It's cotton, so you know it's going to be breathable and nice and comfortable.
It's also
on
loose.
A warm day.
It's also
and
tight. It's loose.
It's not too short.
It's like
so
a good
even
prostitute.
When you sit down, it's not going to hike up too high on your legs. So, again, a cute little t-shirt dress with a nice shape to it. And, again, the not-too-plunging soft V-neckline, the short sleeves that cover definitely a lot of your upper arm, and great colors. So all cotton, machine wash, tumble dry. Here's the Heather Rose.
That is a short sleeve
this
shirt, by the way, that just covers your upper arm.
Jade. I'm not sure why we
yeah,
are calling it
just
jade.
A short sleeve to cover up. You know what they're trying to play
it's
on.
A nice it's a sleeveless, so it just is right at your shoulder.
It's green with a tinge of blue in it.
By the way, you know what I can't stand?
We also have a nice, beautiful
when I go to get a t-shirt, I like the sleeve to come down. There's a right amount. And when it's not, and if you don't have like a good arm, and you don't wear a tight shirt around it. Mm-hmm. Stop it already. You know who you are.
Called Bright Royal Blue. This color is so popular in handbags now, too. There were two Mark Fisher handbags on sale over the weekend, or was it yesterday? Oh, my gosh, they were that exact color. They were gorgeous. Here we have black. Of course, there's your little black dress, and it can now be a little black T-shirt dress.
T-shirt?
And then
liar.
Warm taupe. And that is a really pretty little tinge of pink in the taupe. So it's
wow. Really, there's yeah. Some guy in the back. Like, she just sold five navy blue handbags just by mentioning them. She just mentioned them. She sold five.
Hey, can you believe they just sold Nancy mentioned the handbag in passing? They fucking sold five, these dumb fucks. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Are you guys recording?
Screen. Two easy payments today of $18 for the first time ever on this little dress. Stay in the ordering process for that one. I believe that's our only dress in the show, by the way. If you are looking for some jewelry to pair up with your Denim & Company fashions, we have stunning jewelry.
That's it. That's it?
Wow, I could have. Can I tell you? I could have listened to more.
Yeah, me too.
But it's okay.
It's not
bad. It's so bad that it's great. It's so over the top. Let's take a break.
I think that was our first time, too.
What?
That was our first time finishing it.
I'm so proud of ourselves. Every week we wanted to do that, and I keep putting it off, so I'm glad that I did it. You're good?
Yeah.
What time is it?
9:14.
Wow, is it really? Shut up. What? Huh? Okay, whose foot is in my crotch? Because it's very uncomfortable.
Woo!
No, seriously, it's not a joke. Wait a second. You know what I'm going to say? Let's take a break.
Oh, shit, is that my mic?
Oh. No, you're fine.
9:30. I thought it was a stylistic choice.
We just went how long? That really went quick. Okay, so are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, so Nick's getting up. He's putting on his jacket.
Oh, wait.
Vinny is over there.
I'm back.
Hey.
Vinny.
Wow. Okay, so, all right, I'm rambling for some reason. So let's just take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the theme to Todd's show. The theme to Todd's show. Todd called me up and asked if I would steal this theme song. It's not Todd's fault. He loves Gary so much. This is the theme to the Todd Glass Show. This is the theme to Todd's show. He stole it from Gary Shandling. This is the music that you hear while the guys get high. We're almost to the part where Todd hums along. Everybody hum along with Todd.
Hey.
I want bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Here we go, give it our all. I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch, and gin. Gonna get high, man. I'm gonna get loose. Da 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 da. Just one bourbon,
don't have no beer.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One beer, please. Pardon me. Could I get one beer?
How many?
One beer, One scotch. And what was the other thing?
One bourbon, sir.
Why can I fucking believe I genuinely forgot? I want one beer.
Mm-hmm. That's what?
One.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Old school.
I'm going to go left-handed. I'm normally
right. Let my friend order.
How you doing there, partner? I'll have one scotch, one bourbon.
Hold on.
Then, scotch? Scotch on the rocks?
That's S-C-O-T. Okay, C-H. Got
it. Yeah, just put that one on the rocks, sir. Uh-huh. And one bourbon.
Yep. And that's B...
B-O-U-B, all bourbon.
Yeah.
And then one beer for the lady.
B-W-E-R. All right, you got it.
All right, so can I repeat my order?
Yeah, yeah.
One bourbon,
mm-hmm.
One scotch,
right,
and one beer.
Okay, so I've got one. Oh.
Are you shitting me? Tough. One bourbon.
Oh, yeah, I do have that one.
Give me these.
I have the bourbon.
Spits over.
Well, I wrote the bourbon down.
Give me that.
Run, run, run. No, no, run I thought
that was.
Bit.
How dare you? I thought that was just run its course.
Run from the bit.
Run from the bit. So, Nick, you said you wouldn't mind doing this thing. Now, some people don't want to do it. They're like, oh, I don't want to do it. So, we're going in for the close, by the way. It goes so quick. It goes too quick. I just don't like it. I can't.
Run from the sky.
Would you feel bad if I didn't play that? Would you have wanted me to play this?
Look at the sky. Look at this world. Look at the boys. Look at the girls.
Sneaky dinky doo da morning.
Morning, morning, morning.
Right?
Morning.
Is this great or what? Or is this to be made fun of? Or are we supposed to just go, well, it's happy?
I could even smell your feet. It's sneaky dinky doo da morning.
Do you have a loop for this?
Morning, morning, morning.
Look at this. I could do it, I think. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The sky, gee, it's blue. I'm having fun with my friend Bobby. Dinky dinky doo da morning, dinky dinky dee da. I can write kids' songs. Look at the ball. I think I'll play. Boy, it's fun in the sun. Dinky dinky doo da morning, dinky dinky dee da do. Hey, anybody can do this.
Who's the stinky dinky?
Who's
it's
the
wheel?
Dinky dinky doo da. Fucking kids shows, kids songs. Anybody could do them. Anybody could write those. I listen.
I have a kids song I sang to my kids.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Can I put some reverb in
your
voice?
Yeah, a little reverb.
Is this to George Carlin?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is something when he was like a real baby, like before talking.
How old's he now? He's 38.
Two and a half.
Oh, he's young.
Two and a half centuries.
I'm kidding, dumb fucks. Tired of doing comedy for morons. He's 38. Nick's not even 38. How could he have a 38-year-old son? And back to the interview, because I'm professional. They're sucking fucking mad, these other goddamn podcasts, because I'm so good. They go, Todd Glass, just when I think, oh, it's a sloppy interview, he goes, no, hey, Nick, what about this or what about that?
Here's the great thing about the song.
Oh, the song, yeah.
Is I did an audition for, like, a real movie that's happening.
Part of a real movie.
Oh, my
not
friend.
A part.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, not a part. I am the movie. I probably went out to have meals with the director.
Excuse me, do I get walk-around money?
Oh, per diem, per diem. I'll take more.
I did get to, yeah, all
did
of that.
You, so this is this, but to George Carlin, I said, so you actually do sing this song to your son?
I sing the song to my son, and I went in for a movie that's slightly a musical.
Mm-hmm. And you used
and
it.
And there was a thing where they're like, you have to sing a song. And I did not prepare a song because I thought, oh, I'm not going to do a song. I'm just going to go and do the thing, and they'll like me or they won't like me. And then they did like me, and they were like, well, did you have a song prepared? And I did not. And so I was like, well, this is a song I sing to my son.
Let me hear it.
Hit the reverb.
My laugh with Echo is not appealing, but...
Who's that?
Who? You ready?
Hit the Echo. Hold on. We're not moving past that. Hit the Echo. You're not fucking around. You're like, listen, hit the goddamn Echo. Who are we shitting around yeah. here?
Am I on? All right, there we go. Who's that little baby sitting over there? And he is a little baby. He doesn't even know it. He is a fucking idiot.
No. Come on. You said to George Carlin. I know you went a little awry.
I swear to God.
Oh, you say that to your baby?
No, because I was doing it as a joke in front of my wife. Like, he doesn't even know he's a baby. And I thought it was a funny song. And it's like, oh, if I do this song, they'll think it's really funny.
Do you think, and I don't want you to do it if you don't have to do it, play that country loop and see, like, if that your song, but you fit it into here. Like, could it be a country song? Mm-hmm.
Sitting over there, and he is a little baby. He doesn't even know it. He is a fucking idiot. 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 He's a fucking idiot.
Who is that little baby?
Hey!
What's the words again? Who is that little baby?
He is a little baby.
He doesn't even know it.
He doesn't even know it. He's just a little
baby. He's just a little baby.
He is a fucking idiot.
That baby's a fucking idiot. Look at that little baby.
He shits in his pants. He is a fucking idiot.
What kind of moron shits in their pants, you know? I don't care how old they are. You should always know. Don't shit.
He'd literally die tonight if we didn't keep him alive.
Wait, he literally what?
He'd literally die tonight if we didn't keep him alive.
Right, yes.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Hey, by the way, seriously, it's the truth. One night you don't take care of him, that's what a moron is, he's done, right?
Fucking dumbass.
Look at that little baby.
Do you fucking die tonight? You're lucky that I am a fucking cool dad.
Well, you did bring him into the world. Let's not make him be
I brought
too.
Him in and I kept him alive.
Sing it from the top again. Really, don't, to George Carlin. Don't change any of the words. Exactly what you sing to yourself.
Okay, give me a little echo.
Now, when he reaches a certain age, how old? He's 2.5 now, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you one question, because I'm a good interviewer, and that's why Marc Maron, he's over at his house. Son of a fucking shit! He's so angry. I feel bad for him because I do good interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm silly, but I also do good interviews. And a lot of the other guys, I know they're mad. I don't want to mention names. So anyway, back to that. 2.5... Would this Christmas will be the first Christmas that you think he really concepts it, or is it the one after?
No, it's this one.
So what was the last one? Was it
the last one? He did get it a little bit.
What was the thing that he opened out of everything that you went, okay, he concepts this, or was it? It could be any. It could be a box.
No, it was a Donald Duck stuffed animal.
Really?
Yeah.
So he opened
because he loved Donald Duck, and we kept saying, if you're good, Santa might bring you a Donald Duck,
and he did.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course, Santa was, always going to bring that. Also, I have a good way to tell a kid when they're ready that Santa is not alive.
Oh, yeah. What do?
You just sit them down. You say, listen.
Is this true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want a little reverb even when you tell the story? It could give it a
Why
little.
Why not? Yeah. So what you do is you sit your kid down.
Can I ask you one more question? I don't mean to be rude. Do you want a little, not a lot, like on a scale from 1 to 10, maybe a little background music in this?
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have something?
Like, give me a 3.
Little jazz?
You say, listen, last night, Santa died. I'm just kidding. He never existed.
You're still getting presents. We're still getting presents.
Yeah, mommy and daddy are going to be hung over tomorrow.
Tell you.
Who's that little baby sitting over there? And he is a little baby. He doesn't even know it. Oh,
who is that little baby sitting over? What's it again? Put a lot of reverb. Give him too much, and then you can always say bring it down. But you might go, here's what I think you might do. Go, it's a lot, but I'm all right with it.
Yeah. Here it comes.
Anybody that can sing, because it makes me so happy to watch things like stupid little things, and then someone, you can sing. You seem to think, oh, you need a lot of reverb, but more than, you know, I can't hold the tune. So now I feel like, oh, I'm not done with you yet. I got some other fucking ideas I could do that involve singing, and you'll do just fucking fine. So don't think you're going anywhere. I'll tell you what I will let you do if everybody's all right with it as we go. We do go in. Oh, will you do this? Let me, can we have some headphones? You're all right, right? You got 15
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, 15.
That means 20, but
probably
we can even do
it.
What? We can even do an after show if we wanted to. But let's wait. We'll say goodbye and then we'll decide. Let's talk about keeping them in suspense. So I wanted to do this thing. Do that again. Do that again. But oh, by the way. Oh, Nick, was I right about the reverb?
Yeah.
It wasn't too much.
No.
So try it again. Oh, can
who's that?
Would you mind if Aristotle went on the drums?
Me to go again.
I think we can make this into something. Your song, yeah. Because I want your son to hear this maybe one day. Maybe we'll do something else with it. Do you mind going over to the drums? Okay, so here we go. And really, Aristotle, I know you don't feel well. Let me tell you something, Aristotle. Where is
what's he sick with?
Nothing that's contagious, but he's a trooper. Seriously, to George Carlin. Like I know he did not feel well tonight. To George Carlin, I said, if you have to go, just go. We're going in for the close. I almost forgot he didn't feel well because he smiles. He's over there. He's in good spirits. I do not take that for granted, and I love your energy, even on a night when you're not feeling well.
Aristotle's here tonight. That's why everything sounds all right. Aristotle's here tonight.
What were you going to say?
I
did want to say too, that some of the vegan stuff I get you isn't always vegan. But anyway, you think, well, why is he being so nice to him? I'm kidding. To George Carlin, I'm kidding. To George Carlin. You know, like the person I feel so guilty, I've been keeping lies all this time. So I'm like, oh, and one other thing, some of that vegan shit, it's regular. But anyway, I felt bad when you said these peppermint patties taste like regular peppermint patties. I went, because they are. I just took them out of the
to cellophane. George Carlin, sometimes I worry my mom does that.
No, never. Can I tell you something? Yeah. I know someone who did that to somebody once, and I did not. They thought, do I look bad? Is that wrong of me? I go, no. No, there was chicken stock, and they knew it. And they said, oh, yeah. And then they thought it was funny. I was like, no, that's someone that's trying to fucking live a certain way. If it happens by accident, it's bad enough.
It's
let alone
let them know, hey, afterwards, you had a little chicken. Feel good about it.
Yeah. Are you a vegan? Cuckoo weirdo!
Give a chance to answer.
I know. Well, because I got to keep it tight. You never know what's going to happen on a show like this. I could get taken off the air. Okay, so let's do it one more time. Will you read this to it?
Come on.
I'm sorry. It's wrong. And I, to George Carlin, I'm not doing it on purpose. I genuinely keep thinking of different things to do. It's not like a joke. Like, oh, I'll start it and stop it. But I think you're going to agree this is going to be good. Do you mind? Is it too much like...
No.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
All right, let's try it.
A lot of reverb. Oh, let's get the drums going. Committed. Do the kid song one more time. That's it.
Yeah, here it comes up right here, right?
Who's that little baby? He's sitting under there. He's a little baby. He doesn't even know. He's a fucking idiot.
No reverb in the front of that.
Yeah, but it came in quickly. How about this? Is this hard to do?
But it came in quickly.
Is that
you're
too
fine.
Hard to do anything with this? You'll know the song, but it doesn't fit into here. The same song.
Oh, Nick. This is the intro.
No, this is just like... Look at that little baby. But what would you do if you had to do it? Sing it to this theme.
Oh, okay. Start from the top again.
Start from the top?
Yeah.
I like that. Sounds professional. I guess you know what you're doing. Am I annoying?
I'm talking about that one little baby out there. You don't know who you are, because you don't even know you're a baby. Hit me!
Who's that little baby sitting over there? He is a little baby, he doesn't even know it. He's a fucking idiot.
Oh, I have a question for you. When do you have to stop singing that to your son?
Oh, I stopped. I stopped a while ago.
Oh, you You know why I love that? It says you're not fucking around. Like, oh, of course I stopped that a while ago. Like, you know that, like, that energy can't be. Oh, I stopped that a while ago.
Yeah, when my wife was like,
What does your wife do? Do you mind if I ask? It's not, you know. I do serious interviews, I guess. People are so jealous. I can't help it. I just do what I'm doing. I do what I do. What does she do?
Marketing director.
For who?
My son.
What does she do? She
she's his manager. And
she's oh, she is. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. She reps him. She feeds him. She does all his clothes and
You know what's so funny? That's the way. By the way, I think today we, unless you're not, unless you're not in touch with life, you get that thing that when moms, you know, the job of a mom, you get it, you know. And
so she does the dishes,
right? To this day, but it's, if you sell it that way, it does sound like. Yeah, she does, you know.
She does all
his
branding.
Literally what she does. But when you put it that way, you see how many hats in another way with a funny slant on it. But is your mom just... Is she a stay-at-home mom or is she also... What does she also do? She produces...
She does post-producing when he goes to bed.
Oh,
she's executive producer of Breakfast and...
People are liking it. We got to go to close. We got to go to close.
She is also, seriously, though.
Seriously, have I met her?
No, but she does work for me.
She does. The truth?
No.
Well, people like it. People like you.
Yeah,
the studio audience seems to be.
No, but she is a mom.
She is a mom.
And beyond that, a wife and
what's
you know,
her name again?
A daughter.
I'm sorry, I forget to ask. I forget to remember. I ask. In all fairness, you got to tell me. That guy always asks, never remembers. Only problem is he forgets to remember. Uh-huh. But I always remember to ask. If there's anything you ever say about me,
I've never forgotten.
You can't tease me about
that.
You
know, that. I never forgot.
I never forgot. I just forgot to remember.
I forgot to ask you.
What is your wife's name? Seriously. Serious. Don't joke around. It's not the time. And you
Suzanne.
Know. Suzanne?
Yeah.
Oh,
he got a good response. Yeah.
They like you.
Well, at this point, they're like, "Oh, we're glad he told the truth." Oh, that's so nice. He acknowledged that.
By the way, nobody else. And as we go to close, we're going to close. I know what I'm doing. No other podcast would you ever see a Sleepy Beef written on a post-it. Sleepy Beef.
Go shoot your rat down.
How could you not like this?
Off of your feet. Take it home with me. Put you in my house.
Don't think I won't be doing this at every goddamn comedy club. I got the. That's why I got that thing. Play it again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go to every comedy club. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes into my set. Oh, I'd like to write a song about tonight's show. You like improvisation songs? That guy sitting over there. That lady got up and went to the bathroom. Technically, this is a song. And that guy had to tell him not to look at his menu. And then the waitress came over and they got me a drink and I stole it. Folks, if you want to come see me on the road, this is what you have to look forward to. Jake Adams could be in the booth. You never fucking know. People flip out. They're like, wait, was Jake Adams in the booth tonight? They're like, yeah. That's the type of people that come see my show.
Hey, ladies. Any of you want to fuck Jake Adams? The Todd Glass Show. A real fuck festival.
Okay, I want to promote this. There is a big fuck festival coming up in March, and Jake is...
Who books it?
Uh... back in action. Ba 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 ba. Why do I love that so much? Do I have a problem? Why do I love it so much? This is not what people pay to hear. Honey! I can't go to bed till Todd Glass and Nick... I can't go to bed till Todd Glass and Nick Doon go, bum 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 bum, and then he does the kids' song 10 more times.
Who's Nick Doon?
He's on the Todd Glass show. He's so funny. You saw his hour special. Remember your brother said that he liked it? I can't remember the name of it. You knew it, though. What is the name of it?
Right.
What? Right. Okay, listen, I'm saying goodnight. It's time we have to go to close. But when I go to close, I do it right. So let me just say, I did this, Sleepy Beef. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
Okay, we're all good. I want to thank everybody. Notice it. We're all going in. We're going in for the close. 9:49. I got that. I did this. I didn't do this for anything. We could just go to close doing that. No. Why isn't it coming through my headsets? Oh, my God. There's something wrong. My ears have diseases. All right. We're good. How do we close the show? Wow.
I don't think we've ever had this problem before.
Well, no. I always talk about it. I like to be in the moment. You don't have to fake it. What do you do? Do you go in with this? We've done this a few times. Does it get old? That's the question. That's the question you have to ask yourself. You have to say to yourself, can you use this more than 1 week, 2 weeks? Is it acceptable to take the show where you want to take it to with this music one more week? What do you do? I don't know. It is the close of the show.
You wonder, who's that little baby sitting over there? And he is a little baby. He doesn't even know it.
Wow. Every week we take something, and right at the end, when you don't want to think, how's the Todd Glass going to show to close? And still, at the end of all of it, I shut all the music off, and I take 2 minutes to be kind to people that need some support. We have the privilege of getting into people's ears, literally, that are trying to not do something, trying not to do a drug, trying not to do a drink, trying not to eat, and they're fucking battling with it, and we have the privilege of getting our fucking voices into their head. We could take 2 minutes right now. Praise somebody for doing it. Praise somebody who fucking's done it for a day or a week or what the fuck, you little fucking superhero. Now's not the day you're fucking giving up. I'm not getting a fucking email that something happened because you're going to fucking do this. You're going to fucking do this. You're going to dig. You don't need somebody to go, oh, you can do this. Dig deep. Fuck you! I'm trying not to fucking do drugs. I need some fucking sick fucking motivation because this is fucking the hardest goddamn thing I ever did. You just fucking keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Stop.
Thank you. Stop it, right? Mm-hmm. But of course... I mean, I know what I'm doing. I'm not stupid. I know how to close a show. I know how to bring something somewhere. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to leave you hanging. We're not going to do a podcast where it doesn't end great, puts you in a good mood. Are you fucking shitting me? Can I use this music 3 weeks in a row? Can I use this music 3 weeks in a row?
Of course you can.
Of course I can. This is the end of the show. Wow! Jake, I give you 1 minute of free airtime. You say whatever you want. I'm going to take my headsets off. All I ask is when you're done saying it, you start that song from the beginning and bring it in loud. Pause it.
Oh, man.
Pause the music. And when you're done your minute, I'm going to give you 1 minute. You bring that music in. The second you're done your last word, you can take 10 seconds. Boom, you bring the music right back in. I know how to fucking bring a show to a crescendo.
Can I start by saying truly honored for you giving me this minute? I've wrote numerous emails to you, and like you're like, oh, don't do it in person. Well, you know, like when I kind of asked in person, you're like, oh, I can't deal with that right now, so just do it over the email. So I thank you for finally getting back to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was 30 seconds left or so now?
No, you could end right now.
Sounded well, like no, I want to do the whole minute because it's been such a long time. I've been wanting to have this minute, so I feel like I do want to get out whatever.
Well, you say whatever you want. This is your platform to just let loose because you have 10 more seconds.
I'll
be honest with you.
What? I don't.
Your time's up.
What?
Fucking idiot. Wasted a valuable minute. No. I don't mean it like that. Well, everybody. That bit seemed meaner than it was funny, but it wasn't at first. It was funny, and then I just went mean. But I don't know. I have a mean streak. Ask my lawyers. All right, everybody.
Who's that little baby sitting over there? And he is a little baby. He doesn't even know it. He is a fucking idiot.
Good night.
Just kiss people. They're lonely. Be nice. Why can't we all end the show just like 30 seconds of like... I love you. Come on, Jake. Be nice. People, we could do whatever we want. Why can't we end our podcast kissing people?
I love you so much, and you think you shouldn't be happy. Yes, you should.
You smell good.
You do smell good, and shut the fuck up, and you know it.
You need to smell good.
Good night.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.